So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is a review for Death Wish. It's directed by Eli Roth, who is normally known for a lot of thriller and horror movies. The writer is Joe Carnahan, who is a director that is known for a lot of action movies, and is based on a novel by Brian Garfield, and is also a remake of a long line of Death Wish movies starring Charles Bronson. And this one stars Bruce Willis, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Elizabeth Shue. And the synopsis is, Dr. Paul Kersey is an experienced trauma surgeon, a man who has spent his life saving lives after an attack on his family. Paul must embark on his own mission of justice. And Matt, what do you think of Death Wish?
Solid movie. I saw the original a long time ago. So it was a typical Bruce Willis film that was predictable from start to finish. But again, that attributes to the original movie. It had good pacing overall. I felt the doom of the characters as it played out during the movie. Again, it's a solid movie, although you can tell that it's aged beyond its prime. Good movie as it's going to get, especially for a Sunday afternoon. So other than that, I felt it was okay.
All right. So I did not like this movie at all. A lot of the problems come from Eli Roth, because again, he is known for a lot of horror movies, and the tone of this is just all over the place. You would figure that a movie like this would have some decent action scenes, which it really does not. It also comes to a point where Bruce Willis never actually seems like he was fed up enough. The whole hook of this is that they break into his house, kill his wife, and put his daughter in a coma. It just never seemed like he was super angry. Then all of a sudden, it starts becoming this Michael Bay-esque comedy where you see people joking about Grand Theft Auto, anything that is popular about social media. Then you have Sway in the Morning. I'm like, all right. And it's just nothing but a whole bunch of news clips and stuff, and like a little bit of Bruce Willis, who I don't think he was actually that good in this movie. And he does a lot of action movies that go straight to DVD. And this one, I just don't think it was worth his time. He shouldn't have been the person that started this one, nor should Eli Roth be the person that had directed this one. When I think about better movies like this, I would think about Law Abiding Citizen that had Gerard Butler in it. And I also started thinking about The Fugitive, because The Fugitive had a doctor in Chicago, wanted by the police. Bruce Willis is a doctor. So what did you think of the police in this movie?
Oh, gosh. They just seem incompetent, like very incompetent. Is this how police are in real life?
Yeah, they're always one step behind everything. It's like, well, they think it might be him, but they don't know what to do. And then why is Mike Epps in this movie? I think he might have had two scenes.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was like, Dr. Epps? What? They were just behind the scenes. I mean, okay. More like background characters that had their one or two punchlines to kind of push the story forward. But other than that, I didn't think that they provided any real presence at all.
Well, one of the positives for the movie is Vincent D'Onofrio. I actually did believe his character. Vincent D'Onofrio in this movie is Bruce Willis's brother, and I kind of understood his character, but everything else just wasn't a good movie. What did you think of the action scenes?
That one scene is like, hey, are you the Iceman? Ice Cream Man? He was like, yeah. And then boom! It was like, that kind of caught me off guard. Do you remember that part?
Yeah, I remember that. And he just walked away. Because I think they tried to play off the fact that Chicago, at least at the time, is a violent place.
Still is.
Yeah. So a lot of it centers around that. I do like the way that it started off about how his family, at least his wife, was murdered. That works. But everything else, it's like maybe the first 20, 30 minutes of it was just a little slow and boring. And then, I mean, the movie's only like an hour and like 40 some minutes. I just don't think any of the action scenes were actually good, because a lot of those other things happen in it. A bowling ball falls on somebody's head. So Bruce Willis never actually did anything, except for like maybe one guy that he dropped a car on. And I did write down that Bruce Willis, when he had his hoodie on, looked like Darth Sidious. But Matt, what score would you give Death Wish?
I'd give it a 6.0, but you can automatically tell that it's beyond its time.
Yeah, so I'm going to give this a 4. A lot of it has to do with Eli Roth. Eli Roth was probably the wrong person to direct this movie. So Keith and I had brought up The Equalizer in another movie podcast. That is how all this stuff should be designed. The Equalizer is a great movie. And even Law Abiding Citizen is that same type of movie where someone gets fed up, hey, the police or the law doesn't actually help out, so they have to take it into their own hands. And it's just the way that this one works, there's a lot of tonal shifts at certain points. Again, it never seems like Bruce Willis is angry, or at least he wasn't delivering a good enough performance, which I think he's capable of doing that, but it's all Eli Roth's fault. And again, I don't know why Joe Carnahan wrote the movie but didn't direct it. So that's the BCA podcast.